purpose does the gentlelady from California rise?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for 1 minute.
Without objection, so order.
Mr. Speaker, today I rise with a heavy heart. On Friday night, my home community was rocked by unspeakable violence, which left 6 students and their assailant dead and 13 others injured. The rampage shook the communities of Isla Vista and the University of California in Santa Barbara and the nation. Last night, I joined with my community at UCSB and in Isla Vista to honor those we lost. Together, we have taken the first steps toward making sense of the senseless. But it will be a long journey. We have many questions, and over the weeks and months ahead, perhaps more will be posed than we can answer. But we will work through it together. And while we all struggle to make sense of this tragedy, I want to thank you, my colleagues, and the communities across the nation for your prayers, your kind words, and your support. This act was fueled by hate. But in the wake of this tragedy, we as a nation have shown that in a dark time, we do not walk alone. We do not grieve alone. So we will not have to heal alone. Today we remember the victims: George Chen, James Chung Yuan Hong, Weihan David Wang, Catherine Brianne Cooper, Christopher Ross Michaels Martinez, and Veronica Wise. We send our deepest sympathies to their families and to their friends. We lend support to the injured. And we pledge to stand with the Santa Barbara community and all those touched by violence to do all we can to prevent this sort of tragedy in the future. Mr. Speaker, I would now like to ask that the House observe a moment of silence for the victims, for their families, their friends, the UC Santa Barbara community, and all who mourn in the wake of this senseless tragedy.
So if you haven't already risen, please arise for a moment of silence. Thank you.